David, very frustrating, disappointing. Sum up your thoughts tonight.
It's exactly as you said, disappointed, frustrated. You know, really questioning a lot of things, you know, questioning ourselves and, you know, just, as you say, very disappointed.
What have you said to them in there?
Just try to get to the root of the problem, you know, try to see what the players' thoughts are on it and just, you know, obviously what's said in there will stay in there and, you know, we'll try to be as honest with each other as we can and try to get, you know, to the position whereby we're improving. But at the minute it's very, very hard and, you know, it's difficult and it's, you know, it's really hurting all of us.
Do you feel as though the messages that you want to get through about how you want the team to play just aren't getting through?
No, I think they are getting through it, but I think we're not getting the end results from it. We're obviously conceding goals and we're not scoring enough goals, so fundamentally there's a big, big problem there, and that, ultimately that's my responsibility. I'm the, you know, the message that I put across the players and how they perform on the pitch is my responsibility. So, you know, I don't think it's the players' fault.
Are you worried by the lack of end product? Because to be fair, there were some nice moments in the game today, but that killer pass, that killer run, it just wasn't there today.
No, I mean we're very close again, and you know you get sick of saying the same things. You just, you know, we're not creating enough chances, scoring enough goals, and we're conceding too many goals. So it's a really bad habit. You know, it's a really, you know, it's a bad balance to have, whereby you're not doing, you know, as well as you would like to be doing at either end, and you know it's a big, big problem. And like I say, we're, you know, there's a lot of questions to be answered. It's early in the season, and you know it's week in, week out now for the last 3 or 4 weeks. Now we've had the same questions. We're asking ourselves the same questions, and we're not coming up with any answers. So, you know, that's a big challenge for us. And you know it's a real low, and you know we're disappointed. And you know, but when you get lows like this, you can either disappear, you can back down, or you can stand up and you can face it. And you know, I'm the type of person that will stand up and face it and have a go, and I'll question myself first and foremost and look at what we do and look at if we can do anything better.
And when you ask yourself those questions, what are you looking at? If your plan A isn't working, are you thinking of changing how the team played? I noticed you made changes today.
Well, you've constantly always got to be changing, because it's an industry whereby you've got to win football games. That's the nature. I've been in it a long time and I know that's what you're judged on. And you know, I've got ideas in regards to how we can do that, and I think, you know, they're the best way to do that. I think that's, you know, that is genuinely my idea over a period of time of how, you know, how to be successful. But like I said to you, I'll question myself and I'll, you know, look at ways in which, you know, we can find a way to win the game, because football is all about winning football games, and me as a coach, I want to be, you know, a winning coach.
Is there a lack of, do the players have a lack of faith right now? Because there's a lot of opportunities, it would appear, to maybe get the ball into the box, but they're not committing. They're not committing themselves to try and create those chances. Is that a fair comment?
I think you'd have to ask them that, to be honest. I can only speak about myself. You'd have to ask the players that.
It seems as though, I mean, for example, say Joe Ironside came in today, he may well say, well, there was a lack of service today.
You'd have to ask him.
When you're asking your questions, do you get the types of responses you want from the players? Are you hearing what are they saying to you?
Well, I think that's, like I said to you earlier, I think what they say to me and what I say to them will remain private. I don't think that's, you know, the dressing room's a sacred place in regards to, you know, what goes on and how it's spoken. I don't think I should be publicly speaking about that. But all I can say is that, you know, we've asked each other a lot of questions and, you know, we're trying to get to the bottom of why we're not being successful, because whatever way you dress up, we're not being successful. So that's the bottom line. And that's what we'll be judged on. And, you know, it's a real, real, real low for us. We can't get away from that.
Are you worried, angry right now about the lack of wins?
Of course I am. I mean, as I've said to you from, you know, the start of the interview, it's about winning football games, and we're not doing that. So I'm worried. I'm questioning myself. I'm questioning, you know, everything. To be honest, it's a low point. It's disappointing, and it's. But like I said, what the answer is isn't walking away, isn't closing your eyes and hoping it didn't happen. The answer is trying to, you know, look for answers, and that's the way I would rather approach it. I'd rather look for answers. I'd try and feel that disappointment. You know, we're going to have another difficult week again after a few difficult weeks. We're going to question ourselves. We're going to, you know, be in a lot of pain this week, and you know, I'm sure the supporters will be the same way. I'm sure they'll be feeling the same way as us, and they'll be disappointed and they'll be questioning a lot of things, and I've got sympathy for them for that, because you know, we want to be successful here and we're trying to do the things that will make us successful, but at the minute it's not working.
And there'll be a lot of anger and frustration from the terraces. From the club's point of view, how important is it that they have said, and all the hierarchy, and even on Thursday night, Julian Winter was saying, look, there is a plan, and regardless of the teething problems, they're going to stick with that plan?
Yeah, well, that's great that the club feel that way. And at the end of the day, you know, it's a fantastic football club, and it's, you know, it needs to be a successful football club. You know, that's where we are. There's been a problem here for a number of years now in regards to being successful and going back in the right direction. And, you know, I've came in to try and address that and try and make that happen. And I've got my ideas in regards to how to do that, but I'll be judged on results. And at the minute, results aren't good enough.
Do you feel that pressure then is growing on you to get that result now? Because, you know, Carlisle was perceived as a great chance to get that result, given what that's happened to them at the start of this season, and had a couple of shots towards goal.
The pressure can't build anymore, because nobody can put any more pressure on me than I put on myself. So that doesn't change. I come to every football game, you know, and I have done for a long time now, to try and win it. That's the nature of football, and that's the nature of me. And, you know, obviously when things don't go your way, you question yourself and you get disappointed with yourself, and you know, you have that feeling that in your stomach that doesn't go away until you play the next game. So that's where I'm at. Nobody can question me any more than I question myself, or put any more pressure on me than I put on myself.
Are you looking now, is there an increased intensity to maybe make an addition or two, and thinking specifically up front?
That's part of it, you know, but we're constantly doing that. We're constantly trying to improve, but as I said, I think first and foremost we've got to question ourselves and question each other as individuals and as a team, and look for the answers there. It's not a quick fix. It's not about going out and buying someone, or we can't buy someone, loaning someone, bringing them in, and then that's going to solve all the problems. First and foremost, we've got to look at ourselves, and you know, I'll be the first person to do that.
It's emerged that you've had a conversation with Marlon King this week. Is that about getting him, or trying to get him, to come to the football club?
It's just a conversation, you know. I've had a lot of conversations with about a lot of different things, and obviously he's a free agent, he's a goal scorer, so you've got to have conversations with people like that, but that's as far as it's gone.
Right. Is he somebody you would like to bring to the football club?
That's as far as it's gone. I've had a conversation, but I never have and I never will talk about specific players in regards to bring them in until, you know, any deal that's done, then I'll talk about it then. But, you know, there's a lot of conversations and a lot of, you know, ideas in regards to addressing players, bringing players in, so I'm not going to start commenting on individual players.
The kind of the blunt thing with him, though, is that he does have a checkered side to his past, and some Sheffield United fans will say, well, they wouldn't want a player like that at the football club. How would you respond to that?
I think they're very much entitled to their opinion, and you know, that's the nature of it. And you know, if that does happen, then I'm sure they'll voice that. If it doesn't happen, then there'll be nothing to worry about. But like I say, I'm not going to speak about players who aren't at the football club. I'd rather speak about players who are.
Would you like somebody in between now and next weekend?
If it's the right person.